Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I will be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 1.5, which is Intuition for Beginners. Here, we will talk about visual intuition and how we can start connecting with our intuition easily. We have talked about what intuition is, communication from our spiritual body to our physical body in order to create action. It is how our physical body communicates with us, because our spiritual body requires action or a learning that only being in a physical body can bring. We have talked about it and how we receive it, physically, mentally, emotionally, and visually. And we have focused on these four different areas. Last week, physical intuition was our focus and what it actually feels like. Aches in the body, physical signs such as my blotchy hands when I needed to do some healing work, or that flutter of excitement when you think of that someone special. Following on from the types of intuition this week, we are looking deeper into visual intuition and how we can use it to help us connect with our intuition. This episode is called Intuition for Beginners because visual intuition is one of the best ways to connect with your spirit. Visual intuition, with a touch of emotions, creates the best messages to start us off with. So, what is visual intuition? Visual intuition can be images or pictures that we see with our own eyes, or visions and images that we see within our imagination. Now remember, if we can't imagine it or we can't imagine something, then it isn't from our intuition. And just because we can imagine it, it doesn't mean it is always from our intuition. Okay, I know that sounds a little confusing, so let me repeat it again. We can only imagine what our spirit knows and communicates to us. If we can't imagine something, it is not within your spirit. But we can also imagine other things that we have seen physically. For example, a zombie on TV. This information comes to us from the physical aspect, not our spiritual. This means for us to imagine something, we have to know it either on a physical or a spiritual level. So it has to either come from spirit or have been seen physically. Gosh, I hope that makes sense to you. Last week, I said I was going to talk about visualization and my personal experience, but that does take a full podcast. And what I thought would be more important was to give you more of a hands-on experience about visual intuition first. Sorry about that. When we talk about visual intuition, we first think about the visual signs or messages and images that pop up as constant reminders. This can be very exciting, but sometimes a little challenging to decipher exactly what they mean. But this is where Google is your best friend. But let me explain a little more. Visual intuition happens when we experience visions, dreams, or figments of the imagination. These can be literal or symbolic and can have a major effect on us, as they seem to be telling us something because they continuously play in our head. Visual intuition can also be brushed off as just a dream or thinking that it was a little weird without really understanding what it means. This form of intuition is the most common, although it's probably the least recognized or acted upon. One way that I see a lot of visual intuition coming through me is through numbers or numerology. At one stage in my life, I was constantly seeing the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 running in row. Now, I don't know how often you look at your computer screen and notice the time, but for a while there, it seemed like it was 12:34 every day, every time I looked at the computer. It also popped up on the treadmill, telling me that I'd been walking for 12 minutes and 34 seconds. And I noticed it driving by houses or shop numbers, always running 1, 2, 3, 4. How does this happen? Why is it that we see or take notice of that number and not others? Why is it that we wake up at a certain time during the night only to look over at the clock and see the same number as we did the night before? This is visual intuition getting your attention. But what do we do with that? Well, this is the fun bit. We Google it. If you Google 1111 or 1234 and see what comes up, the majority of times, the first link that comes up will be angel numbers. Now, these are pretty similar to numerology, although I personally find numerology has a deeper understanding. But I always check the angel numbers. And it really doesn't matter which way you look at it, as long as you get some information about the number. So here's an example of angel numbers by a lady called Joanne from Joanne's Sacred Scribes. Angel number 1234 indicates that you may have to put some hard work and effort towards a new project, venture, or important life change. And these will be long-term benefits to yourself and your loved ones. Trust that the work and effort you have put in towards achieving your goals and aspirations will be well worth your while, and you will find long-term success and personal fulfillment. So that's what angel number 1234 means. Thank you, Joanne. I can't actually remember what was happening in my life at the time, but that was a great reminder for me to keep going. Because it was only yesterday that I thought about the podcast and I thought they were creating too much work for me, especially with my other job coming back after COVID-19. I was thinking of stopping them, but I'm actually enjoying putting them together and I hope you enjoy listening to them too. And if it's something you particularly want to know, just ask me. Now, there are a few ways that we can connect with our intuition. But this week we are looking at visual intuition. I thought you might like to do what I used to do when I was just starting out. When I first started connecting deliberately with my intuition, I did it through the use of oracle cards. I had heard of tarot cards, and for some reason I was not drawn or attracted to them. There seemed to be that darker element within them, and I stayed away. So when I saw my first Doreen Virtue oracle card deck, I was hooked. I have tarot cards now, but I still seem to resonate better with the oracle cards. But of course, the choice is yours. Whatever cards you use, the best ones to start off with are the ones with limited writing on them. To improve our visual intuition, we want to understand the colours, the images, and the overall feeling we get from the card or from the image. In my book, Intuitive Flowers, Empowering Your Emotional Goals, we go through the colours, the shapes and numbers and see what is in the image. So you learn first to look at the analytical aspects and then merge into the feelings, followed by your intuition and what it relates to. Because this is a podcast, that's a little challenging to show you what I mean. But let's say I ask you to picture a flower in your mind. Most of us can easily imagine a flower, but the variety of flowers there are, it is incredible to imagine how many there actually is. So if I asked you to imagine a red rose, what would yours look like? Now, if I asked you to find a picture of that red rose and you Googled red rose images, again, you would be astounded by how many images come up. There'd be red roses in bunches, red roses growing in shrubs, red roses cut in flowers, close-ups of red roses, distant red roses in bud. The choices become endless, which is why it is good to start with exactly what you can see first and then let your intuition guide you further. Okay, so let's get into some hands-on connection. Those who are driving, please wait until you get home. If you have a deck of cards that you can use or a picture of a flower, grab them and we'll get started. Now, if you don't have a deck of cards, just Google an image. Pick up your favorite flower and put that on your phone so we can look at it from there. What I have found, what I've got in front of me, is Doreen Virtue's fairy card. Now, this card or deck of cards belonged to my sister who passed away over 10 years ago. These were my very first deck of cards, which I gave to her before she was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumour. I haven't touched them much after my brother-in-law gave them back to me. But on her passing, I feel that it's very appropriate for this podcast that just sort of wanted me to bring them forward. So if you've got your deck in front of you, you're ready, give it a shuffle and pick a card. Choose your card. If you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, use your phone and find a flower image you like so we can get started. You ready? So I've shuffled my card and I've pulled out one and placed it on the top. It is funny that I'm writing out the podcast ready to share with you, and the card I pulled is called Making New Friends. Now, my intuition kicks in straight away, and it makes me feel connected to you, not just as a listening audience, but more like making new friends with you while you are listening. And when I look at that image, that's the first feeling I get, that I'm not just talking into this microphone and watching the buzzers go and things like that. I'm actually relating and creating new friends. So that was a lovely card to pull. There was an instant connection. So my intuition did kick in straight away. Is there an instant connection with you? Does looking at your card or the flower, does it connect with you? Does it connect with what's happening in your life at the moment? Is your intuition telling you something? When I pick this card out, it is telling me to keep going with the podcast at this stage. I'm making new friends. Now we'll look a little bit further at the main colour. Now the main colour in my image is blue, which for me means communication. And my blue has different shades in here, so communication on different levels. There could be the dark and more solemn, deeper communication, and then there's this bright interactive blue that sort of says I should be more interactive with my communication, says I standing here using my hands. The other main colour is like a yellow gold, and it brings in this lightness or a light-heartedness into the image. So what are the colours in your image, and what do those colours mean to you? Do they feel right? Do they feel wrong? Are they positive? Are they negative? What do they remind you of? Do they remind you of a particular time in your life? Sometimes it's good to write down the responses so you can keep track of what's happening or how you are actually feeling. So we've looked at the overall image and the colours. We can look at the shapes in the image, like softer flowing shapes and lines are more feminine in nature. The straight heavy lines are more masculine. My image itself is very feminine, very flowing and very soft. But there's this heavy masculine border on the outside. So far, for me, the words are making new friends. The overall feeling is that this is happening. The colours tell me to do this through communication on different levels. The image is feminine, suggesting I should communicate on a feminine level or to females. And the heavy border says to do it within the confines of a male dominant area or structure. I wonder if a podcast is created as a structure or a male dominant area. So this was just a brief look at an image, one image, and already it has guided me towards what the visual intuition is telling me. And as I look deeper, there's more information coming through intuitively. This is how you connect with your visual intuition. Start off with what you can actually see, and then let your imagination come through and your intuitive messages will flow. Now, you can break down each section, each area, and get information about all of it. When you learn to do flower readings, there are 16 different elements you go through to understand what your intuitive flower is telling you about achieving your emotional goal. Awareness is the key to understanding the intuitive information and how it's making you feel, think, see, and what you are becoming aware of. Visual intuition will have you looking at everything and wondering why you are noticing things in more details. As you become more aware of the information, it doesn't have to be as pronounced or obvious. You start to pick up little things without realizing. And for me, it was all done with the help of my cards. Once you become more aware of the details in life, you will become more and more intuitive. You hear the messages, you see the meanings, and you begin to know what to do. But what is it that being intuitive means? Well, next week we go further into that question. Next week, episode 1.6 is called What Does Being Intuitive Mean? Now, although being intuitive means receiving information in the here and now because of the guidance it can help you with, it also can help you with the future as well. When we break it all down, intuition actually means inner tuition, or tuition being teachings or learnings, and from the inside, so inner tuitions or teachings. That's what it means to be intuitive, to listen to that inner tuition. But for now, that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and please connect with me on any of the social media platforms. They are in the notes, and you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. If you want to learn how to do your own flower readings, I have online courses available now on the website intuitivenature.com.au. And remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I thank you for listening. Bye for now.